Welcome back. Roll Route, Trent Lewis, Jay Truitt. You didn't get to finish that. You want to finish that about common thought processes?
Well, just, yeah, no. Well, honestly, I kind of lost my train of thought.
We were doing AI. 95%.
Well, yeah, no, I just know that.
We're evaluating the fire, and I'm coming up with my terms. You're coming up with your terms.
Yeah, literally, though, just we would just describe it differently, right? We would have different emotions that erupted during that. We've both experienced fires in our life. And they affected us in different ways. So we would report that to someone else, for lack of a better way to say it. We would tell somebody that story. And both of us could be 100% honest, but the perspectives would just be so different. And that's the beauty, though, of you and I sitting there talking about it in person. If we were to tell each other that story, we would actually create probably more of a common bond over what was really the most significant aspect of this. Was it that the guy's cattle got burned? Was it that now his fences are destroyed? Was it that his pasture and feed are gone? Or was it that we should have figured out a way to actually slow these down or stop these, and we'd had a whole different discussion. And today, in today's world, where we live in these, a lot of stuff that happens in life, right? You just can't talk about in 30 seconds. And no offense to most of my friends that are in the media, it's why I only spend time with you and a couple of other people that are even involved in the world of trying to communicate on a broader scale. And it's because I don't want to be caught up in that 10 and 20 second soundbite world anymore. I lived in that for a long time. I just have no interest in it. And it's not because I think I have more to say or something like that. I think it's because it cheats the listener. And it deprives them of hearing the context of what people are really trying to say. And so you can't assess somebody's values from a 30-second soundbite. And
that's
sad.
I think that you just came upon something that's been the biggest change in my lifetime, and I'm curious if it is yours too, from a political standpoint.
Oh, yeah.
Used to be that you would read the reports of what somebody was saying on the floor. Now it almost appears as though every campaign is driven by the little sound bites that come out that you hear Chip Roy saying that sound perfect. But you don't hear the rest of the conversation. But we just get the clips of the sound bites. And that wasn't available 10, 15 years ago. Now it drives everything. And you can't judge what a person's voting record and character and major donors are by listening to a 15-second sound bite.
Right. And it's even dangerous just to look at we started something that happened to us in kind of in the late 90s, and I saw it when it first started happening, was we started reporting on politics like we report on sports. And so stats became a factor, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we had, we developed some, when I was at the National Cattlemen, we developed some tracking systems that were super predictive on how people would vote. But the most important thing was that you would find exceptions to that every once in a while. And I became obsessed with what were the exceptions. And you would find that, hey, listen, so let's take it out of an agriculture context and take it into one that turns into a flamethrower issue instantly. So you would find out that some member of Congress would vote opposite of the way that you think on an issue like abortion. And you would just scratch your head and wonder why. It doesn't seem to fit with anything else that they do or say, but they vote differently on that particular issue. Well, then, if you take the time and you really dig into it, then you would find out that, hey, that female member was raped at some point in their life and became pregnant with a child. So they have a different viewpoint on it, or that they had suffered from incest, or that one of their closest friends had, or their family member, or that Maybe the opposite was true, right? And they had decided not to abort a child, and it became the centerpiece of their life, and they realized, what a horrible thing is, but they normally voted with that other crowd in another setting. And people just forget to take it into context, right? And we lose context in life, and then all of a sudden we're making snap views of almost everything. And I mean, part and that begins to like roll down the hill. Fundraisers chase people who are likely to vote for them so that they can say that their fundraising changed the vote. I'll be honest with you, not very often do I see people change their vote based on where their funding came from. They change their vote based on a conversation they had with someone, not on the fact that the money would come. Fundraisers can find all the money that you want to run for an issue. And people think that the money leads the vote, and it does sometimes, right? Let's not kid ourselves about that. But it doesn't 100% of the time. And I don't even think it does the vast majority of the time. Most of the time, people contribute to people who think like them already and agree with them already. And again, I know there's exceptions to that rule. And sometimes, especially in local, smaller races where it's harder to raise money, but there's no member of Congress that really has trouble raising money.
No, they wouldn't
There's
be
none.
there.
Because they already wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
And so,
But the interesting thing about what you're saying is I stumbled upon one this week where, well, it was a major contribution to Donald Trump. But then I went and looked at that entity's contribution. They gave three times as much to Harris Walz as they gave to Donald Trump. They're waging their bets. That's all they're doing.
No, there it's purely a hedge bet. From when you see corporate donations, you always got to take one step back from what you just saw and see what the rest of their contributions were like to try to get some sort of assessment about it. And be that Cargill, JBS, Tyson type people, right, that people love to talk about inside of ag or one of the big fertilizer companies or seed companies, et cetera. Look at their entire picture and then make an assessment about that and try to figure out what you think they're really trying to accomplish.
So,
But context matters.
because you opened the door, I've been digging into that more. It clearly states in statute that you cannot accept money from a foreign entity, corporation, or country. This became a discussion when JBS Swift, owned by the Batista family in Brazil, gave $5 million to Donald Trump in the last campaign. I brought it back to local state people. Our governor, Jim Pillen, took $75,000 from Smithfield, a foreign company owned by WH Group in China. And there are other examples. Black Shirt Feeders has a board. They built a feed yard in Benkelman, Nebraska, but their board is nine Canadians. We have these laws on the books, particularly for contributions to campaigns. We're not following them. Why?
Well, those are U.S. entities that have foreign ownership, and that's different than a foreign corporation.
If you read the way the law is written to me, it is not permissible for a foreign ownership. Even though they have a registered, like I'll use Blackshirt as an example because I brought it up. They have a registered with Secretary of State general partnership in the United in Nebraska, but all the owners live in Canada and board members.
I'm the wrong person to answer that particular. That's an ethics question, right? For whoever the ethics driver is in the state or at the federal level. But at the federal level, If it's a US corporation and it is distinct and different from its from a parent company somewhere else, but it operates in certain criteria, they're able to make some donations just like as an individual would be able to make. And indirectly, there's lots of ways that they can donate through all kinds of things. George Soros puts more money into US politics than any other single individual who is outside the United States.
I have no doubt
And
about that.
well, almost no, not so much anymore. There's a gentleman that operates out of Southeast Asia that probably is beating Soros today in the current cycle, Mr. Singham. But with that said, those folks have just figured out other ways to do it. And what they decided to do, was to chase this messaging narrative track. And to fund protest and to do, those sorts of things, because you can hype people a lot easier if you're only talking to them and they'll fix little sound bites all the time. I think, and this boils part of this boils down, Trent, to this whole conversation that we've had before, and it does get back to the fires and what your opening remark was. So why do you not want the federal government to come in and manage that? That situation and try to figure out how to rescue people. Why would you even say that, right? And I can understand completely because somewhere in the midst of all this, it no longer is about the actual fire. It's about the narrative around the fire.
And that's where we'll pick it up when we come back with the last segment. We're all out right after this.
Certified Piedmontese creates the opportunity for you as a consumer to tap into a tender supply of beef, never really getting its just due. The tenderness aspect is the driver in consumer satisfaction. Tender beef is your choice. Go to the website. You don't need to go to the store. We can deliver the tender beef directly to your door. 100% coming from Great Plains Cattlemen. Full details and order today. There's a whole plethora of protein. It's not just certified Piedmontese. You'd be surprised. Look at the sausages. Look at, there's even pork on here. We got lobster from here, but the tender beef is the driver. CPBeef.com. Certified Piedmontese. National Western 2027. Plans are being made now. You have the opportunity to participate. Get more details on the web at nationalwestern.com and weigh in on what you think is important.